AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and 9:30 on a Thursday morning gives me an opportunity to welcome Brad Dungas from Dungas Family of Autos in, and quite a thing is going on. Christmas shopping going on. It's December.
Yes, it is.
I assume that means you got a brand new set of incentives for car buyers.
Well, some of them are going to change over today. Some of them do actually next Monday. So we got different things in different brands, but the next Monday, Toyotathon already started.
Right.
So it's just going to be kind of fine-tuning things for Toyota. Ford, just as I was driving over, I got an email from Ford on some special incentives they've got on a fast start for us this month.
Okay.
Which basically they give us these certificates. I think they're usually $250 a piece. We can combine them up to four, you know, and that goes on. We can use them on any deal that we want in order to get a fast start in the month. So those go on top of all rebates and are already great discounts. So it's a great time to go shop. There won't be any of those left probably at the end of the month. This is all designed I think it runs through the 20th. And we'll use those incentives to sell us through there. I'm sure there's going to be lots of great announcements over the next few weeks too.
Okay, so if this is a great time to buy a car,
it really is.
A Toyota, or for that matter, a Lincoln.
Really any car. When you think about it, with the model year changeover, the year end of year is coming. At a dealer level, we're going to do our inventory balancing. We're going to do some write downs on vehicles that we need to adjust the cost on just because of market conditions. Mm-hmm. So anything we can do to sell cars to reduce our inventory between now and the end of the year really is going to help us as a business. The manufacturers go through the same type of thing.
Oh, sure.
And the truth is, as we build up to the last week in the year, there's just great discounts. It is one of the best times of the year to buy. I saw some press on that recently. And, you know, the incentives of Toyotathon is really among the best time for Toyota. They get their incentives going this time of year really big. It's the biggest sales event of the year for Toyota. And, you know, Ford's year-end event, Lincoln's had a great event going on. We sold a lot of Lincolns last month and hopefully sell a whole bunch more this month. But, you know, so it's great time.
And then later this month, you get to wind up your 75th anniversary celebration.
That's right. We're still in the year, and we may keep celebrating forever. But we do have the $7,500 giveaway. Some lucky guy or gal who just came in and took a test drive, no purchase necessary. Come in, you're bound to, you win a prize. Everybody who spins the wheel wins. Mm-hmm. Then we put you in the drawing for both our monthly prizes and then the grand prize, which on December 21st, we're going to give away $7,500. To one lucky winner, and we'll draw your name, and you don't have to be there. All you got to do is come in between now and the 20th maybe, I think we cut it off.
Yeah.
And then and register, and you've got a chance to win.
And that's, you know, if once you register, once you take that test drive on that new Ford, that new Lincoln, that new Toyota, whatever it might be, they're making the cars so well now, so drivable, so make the driving experience so good for people. Why would you not drive away in a brand new car?
Well, that's a good point. You know, there's so much in the cars now, and they've changed so much in recent years. Fuel economy, power, and the how things operate, you know, so many more turbocharged systems, great transmissions and ways to get both power and fuel economy out of vehicles, plus all the technology and safety stuff they've done to make cars safer and more enjoyable for us, as, you know, electronics have become such a big part of our lives. And so the cars become an extension of your phone and your apps and all that, and vice versa. The phone becomes an extension of the car. You can take your trip from your phone to the navigation system in the car. There's all kinds of apps that are available and different, you know, the Ford and Toyota side. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to be coming in the next few years this way.
Oh,
I
sure.
mean, I think there's just going to be more and more great stuff we can do to help you, you know, get where you're going. You know, in these days, if you use the most navigation systems, can help you reroute around heavy traffic.
Yeah.
You know, they can help you find a gas station, get to a post office, find a movie theater, a place to eat. You know, I say, I want to have New York style pizza. Where's that? It'll tell you.
hit the button on my car, say, I am hungry, and it gives me a list of restaurants. You know, it's neat.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
You know, those are not necessarily literal sometimes. I you know, different systems, or you know, you may find that there's other choices that
sure.
haven't been updated.
Yeah.
I had a customer call me about that recently, where they were driving and it said they needed to go two exits to get to a gas station, but there was actually one on the first exit.
So. Well, so and again, though, they only update those maps once a year.
Yeah,
and
so a lot of things can happen in a year.
Yeah, and that's the reason, I guess, that it's important that if you've got one of those navigation systems, to take that annual update.
Well, that's a good point, Charlie. I mean, you think about it. It, you know, things do change. I mean, even around here, we've had lots of road changes and mm-hmm. different things happen. New businesses open, some close. It's a matter of keeping up to date on that. It sure yeah. helps.
So probably the next navigation update for my phone will have the new shopping center over by Lowe's open, and so you
I
know
would think so.
you would have all those updates on your navigation system.
That's right.
But just looking at the ride, the features and everything else, you mentioned gas economy. It's a great time to buy a car.
Oh boy, it is. And discounts are really steep this time of year too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we want to get rid of certain inventory. We posted a lot of the best prices we can online. There's some of our brands we can't lower and below a certain price. The manufacturers keep us from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know what the best price is on those, we'll say call for max price on those brands. If you go to our website, we've got a matrix. Our guys are trained to give you that answer right away, and there's no beating around the bush.
Now, you were in roughly a month ago. I don't remember now. We were talking about food trucks at the high school, and then they had something that precluded the food trucks from showing up. Are they coming back?
They are. And, you know, actually the first one went off pretty well. The parent support group that put it all together, that was on the show,
mm-hmm.
Had to scramble. Some of the trucks they had coming backed out at the last minute, but they scrambled. They got a few trucks there. They got some stuff from local restaurants and were able to pull off a great event,
mm-hmm.
mostly for the students that day.
Sure.
Yeah, but the students loved it, and so they planned another. They're going to have one tomorrow. They're going to have three food trucks here tomorrow that are committed. It's going to be from 10:30 to 1. They've got those that are committed to come are Prairie Fire, the Mushu Sui, and the Doghouse. They're all going to be here at 18th and Shawnee on the south side of the high school from 10:30 to 1.
Okay.
So these are great trucks. The Mushu Shui thing, I think, is
it people sounds
should
go
like check
fun.
It
yeah.
out. And the Doghouse is hot dogs. I'm not sure on all this, but anyway, they'll have pizza, other stuff there too. At 10:30 to 1, go check it out.
And so it's not just students, the community.
No, they actually want to attract some people here. I mean, they're trying to build it as a fundraiser mm-hmm. for the parent support group. They put on things like the after prom events and stuff that help the kids stay safe when they're graduating and after graduation and after the prom,
mm-hmm.
and lots of other things throughout the year.
I just want to make sure before we've invited the community that
you are invited. Yeah. They wanted to make sure that I got word out on that today.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow from 10:30 to 1. Another thing going on this weekend tonight is the Price Tower Art Center, Frank Lloyd Wright's Price Tower, right here in Bartlesville. We are truly the intersection of art, architecture, and design, right, for the world, right here, right down the street.
You can look out the window and see it from here.
Right now. And we're going to have our annual membership meeting tonight, mm-hmm. starting at 5:30. So if you're a member, come on out. There's not a lot of business that happens in the annual membership meeting. We will elect or codify the officers and the current board. We
mm-hmm.
have four new board members this year.
Okay.
Great board. Lots of stuff to talk about. So many things have happened in the last couple years at the Price Tower and Scott and all the staff down there, the restaurant, hotel, all the art space, all the tenants. I mean, everything's just vibrant it's just an exciting time at the Price Tower.
Well,
so
and if you're not a member,
great meeting.
You can buy a family membership for, gee whiz, I think it's a particular number that you got out in front of the Price Tower.
Yeah. 66.
Yep, that's
and
the one.
That's the one. And, you know, it is a great value. You get access to all the great parties they throw and all the good stuff like the annual meeting. And also tonight, after the annual meeting, they're going to have the opening, the first night of the Art of the Tree Festival, which
mm-hmm.
is a first for us. Basically, we've asked people in the community to build a unique Christmas tree. They're going to be maybe made out of unique things. I'm really excited to see what we've come up with. There should be quite a few of them there. They'll be available for purchase. It's a neat thing. It should be very interesting, and hopefully something we're going to do annually now.
Sounds like a great deal. There are so many things going on in our community. Oh, no, wait a minute. Look who's coming in the front door.
Oh, my goodness. It's Dale Lewis again. Dale, I'm surprised you got time to come talk to us this Thursday, but I guess your next movie is going to be in Dewey tomorrow, right?
No, it's
next week. Okay.
Yes, on the 8th.
On the 8th.
I just got back in town, and I heard you talking about the Price Tower. I love the Price Tower. I grew up in the Price Tower.
Really?
My mother was a beautician, and when I got out of school, I went to the Price Tower, and I went up and down those steps until they ran me out, and then I went over to the YMCA a block away, the old YMCA. But that Price Tower is a real gem.
Yeah, I had one of my grandmothers worked there for a while too. After the kids got out of high school, we hear stories like that all the time, and we will tonight at the annual meeting. Lots of the people that are members have these connections.
Barbara
for
Curtis
whole life.
Was the one that had the Barbara's Beauty Shop down there, and her husband was Eddie Curtis, who is in the Cowboy Hall of Fame. He died in a traffic accident when I was a young boy, but I knew Eddie. But Barbara had that beauty shop there for a long time, and then a dress shop too.
Yeah, people don't, maybe they see the building, they don't think of it like that, but the neat thing about the Price Tower is what it is. It's a tower. It's a skyscraper, so to speak. Not the tallest in the world, but one of the most unique. And, it is a living building. It's the whole life of the Price Tower. It's had things like that going on in there, whether it's the beauty shops, the dentists. There was a bank drive-through there. There were all kinds, I think the power company was there at one point. Right now you've got architects and other offices in there. We have our great art space down below with a gift shop.
Right.
If you're interested in some really unique gifts for Christmas, that's another place to go shop. They're expanding the gift shop. I was in there the other day, and if you go tonight, you can see a lot of the great stuff. They've got they've got the old area where we had the gift shop, and then they've taken what was another room on the way into the gallery, and they've got a whole bunch of stuff in there now. So we're going to have new stuff, lots of locally produced stuff. The Barnesville Art Association has put some stuff in for Christmas and our new partnership with them.
Okay.
So that's another opportunity for you if you're thinking of Christmas shopping.
Sounds like a great deal. Well, I know Dale is got an event coming up that people may have seen the posters. I know there was a story in one of the local papers recently, but Dale's got an event coming up. You mentioned it next week in Dewey.
That's right.
Up at the Heritage Theater and Cafe on the 8th, which is next Thursday, and I have a feeling that it's going to sell out very quickly. I was Tuesday, a couple of days ago, I was at the Tulsa History Museum. The film sold out both theaters, and then they started selling tickets for people that wanted to sit on the floor, and the fire marshal eventually came in and told them they were over their capacity. So they booked me there again for January the 21st. But I think Dewey is going to sell out very quickly, and I'm so excited to announce today that we're going to be able to donate half of every ticket sold to Crime Stoppers, which Charlie's involved in.
Awesome.
And I think Charlie may be up there, and I've just asked him if he'd give a little speech on what Crime Stoppers does, and he's agreed to that, and I'm just really excited to be coming to my hometown.
That's great.
Dewey.
And so, once again, people may not even know what we're talking about, but Dale, you wrote a book called The Last Footprints in the Dew, is
correct,
the name of the book, and then after the book, would you go ahead and tell them how the origination of the book? So we start over again.
I started in 2006 when Damon Chubb Anderson was captured, and I started seeing him up in Lansing Prison. I bought a camcorder right after he got out of prison and started filming every one of my interviews. I saw him every day, sometimes three or four, and I saw all the people around him. And after the book came out and it was so successful, I decided to see if I could put all this film footage into a documentary film. I've been working on that for about 4 months. It came out 2 weeks ago. It has sold out three of the five theaters it's shown in. And the two that it didn't sell out were great big theaters.
Yeah. And this is all about the unsolved Mullendore murder mystery.
Well, it's Chubb Anderson's,
Chubb Anderson's story.
Life story. It's not the Mullendore story.
Right.
But it's been doing very well. Down in Tulsa, they told me it was the second largest crowd at the Historical Society's building that they've ever had. And the first, the largest crowd, I get tired of this lady beating me every place I go, was Ree Drummond. And if you don't know it, Ree's and my books have been number one and number two on the Oklahoman since they came out.
Awesome.
But yes, it's been great. And of course, I'm happy for Ree too. But,
of course, he's got a good thing going.
But
it's nice to have a little fun with it, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, the Heritage Theater is going to be great. And I wanted to also, if we could, Charlie, maybe before we end, to maybe give a book away today, too. And I know we tried this once before, and would we take the 99th call or something?
It was way up there. We'll do something more reasonable this morning.
I think it's better not to use the high numbers.
Okay.
We've learned that from experience.
Oh, yeah, but I'm wearing out your Toyota. today, I'm going to try to get over to the Price Tower at 5, but I'm also going to the Chamber event out at the Cherokee Casino, which starts at 5.
Starts at 5 also.
And then I'm going to Woola Rock at 6 for their dinner tonight that starts at 6 for the members.
Right.
And then after that's over, I leave for Oklahoma City straight from Woola Rock. I'm with Joe Washington in the morning at Campus Corner at Balfour's. And we're together most of the day. And then Saturday, I'm at the Grand National Gun Show in Tulsa, Saturday and Sunday. And then next week just starts all over again.
Man, you are really busy. This book has been such a thing. So how are the book sales going? Have they been really as outstanding as it sounds like they
have? It has been. It's back on the bestseller list. It went off a little bit as I was working on the film. I didn't get out on the road as much as I was, and now that I'm back out there and with the film doing so well, the book jumped up to number 8 in the best-selling list.
Cool.
And I expect that it's going to jump even higher than that. We ran completely out of books. I had to go down to my warehouse in Oklahoma City yesterday and get more books because we just didn't have any more available to ship out. We had over 100 orders in one day.
Wow.
So the newspaper ad, of course, helped that, but the film's also doing so good.
Yeah, and tell us about the film. So what is it like? What is it really about? You mentioned it's Chubb's story.
It's Chubb's story, but it's all the characters in the book. From George Wyman, the sheriff that was at the time. He's still alive. I just talked to George last week. Trying to think of Ruby Ann Burkhardt is in it. Dale Quartz is in it. Keith Atkins, who is Chubb's power of attorney, is in it. And if you remember, about 5 years ago, there was a film that came out by an Australian company called Behind Mansion Walls. And we could have hired some little actors like that, but I thought that film was a little bit, it just wasn't the quality I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And why hire actors when I had them all the real people on film? And that's what this is. It's all the people. But I can tell you, Chubb goes into his life story a lot. But the Mullendore murder, he goes into a whole lot. And it's quite gripping. And a couple of people even cried. Pat Williams was Chubb's attorney when the Mullendore murder happened. And Chubb was arrested on gun charges because he was on probation for cattle rustling. Pat Williams, a brilliant lawyer, David Hall, Governor David Hall's law partner, got Chubb off on the gun charges. And then in 1980, when Chubb got busted for growing the largest pot crop in Oklahoma history, Pat Williams was trying to find him because Chubb had never paid him for the work that he did in 1970 when the murder happened. So there were a lot of people looking for Chubb in 1980. Of course, that wasn't Chubb's first pot crop either, and you're going to see that in the film also. So it goes into quite detail with Chubb and all the real characters
so
around.
It's really the story behind the book, you know, and it's
it's
all the material you use to bring the book together.
That's right. That's
awesome.
Right. And some people think that Chubb wouldn't have talked to me like I put in the book.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. And, you know, but this kind of shows people
I asked,
you actually had the whole story.
I asked people that before the film started, how many believed that, or didn't believe, that Chubb would talk to me like that, and a whole lot of people raised their hand that had read the book. At the end of the film, I ask again, and at the Tulsa Historical Society, out of all these hundreds of people, only one person raised their hand at the end of the film. So it's quite a gripping deal. And of course, what I'm really shooting for is a real film. And there's been a couple of big stars mentioned to me to play Chubb. Val Kilmer was one down in Oklahoma City last month. Val Kilmer's representative and I had lunch, and he pulled up Val's picture, and he had Chubb's, my book there, and he said, "Don't you think Val looks a lot like Chubb?" And of course I said, "A spitting image." And we do have some people in California that are looking at it for a real movie, and I think it will be great for the area if we got another film going.
It's a very interesting story. For those who don't know, E.C. Mellendore was a prominent area rancher, and he was murdered in 1970, and for many years it was a mystery as to what happened, and I suppose to some, that one guy in there in the room, it's still a mystery. But if you read the book, I think you'll get closer to the truth than most people have been in this.
The truth is going to come out. Mm-hmm. It's just so much fun to run into people like Pat Williams' widow, also some of EC's pledge friends from OU. EC was a pledge at a fraternity down there in OU, and some of his pledge brothers have been showing up, and two of them showed up Tuesday, and it's just great to hear that, and they were giving me who EC was as a young man, and how whenever they got ready to clean up the house, EC was one of the first ones to jump in there. I really think EC got the, besides getting killed, he kind of got the shaft on his whole, on a slot, you know, people.
The story.
There's been so many things come up about this that weren't true.
Of course, the Mellendore Ranch still exists. It's out there. The Elder Care has their great party there every year around Mother's Day, and you know, so those of you in town who know that, I mean, this kind of draws that circle all back together.
A
great family and part of our community for a long time.
And this film is about Chubb Anderson.
Right.
It's not the Mellendore family, and EC's sister Catsy asked me about that, and I don't comment on the Mellendore family at these things. I just talk about Chubb out of respect to their family, because it was a tragedy
for
their family. And I think they still suffer over it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, anything like that. And obviously, it was such big news in the time and everything, and not the kind of attention anyone wants.
No,
murder. I mean, it's awful.
It's all cleared up now when you come see the film, and I've got a feeling we're going to show this twice up at Dewey. I believe they only hold, Charlie, do you know, 120 maybe?
I don't know.
And so I'm going to go up there to from when I leave here and ask her about another date, because I'm just sure.
This will be next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
At the Heritage Cafe. What time is that?
7 o'clock. And you can call and get reservations for dinner, and that gets you right in. But the rest of the tickets are going to be walk-up. And I know they're going to sell out, so you just need to kind of get there early and support Dewey, too, of course.
So you make a reservation for the dinner, and that assures you're getting a ticket.
Yes, sir.
And then if you don't want dinner, you just show up that night and you buy them.
Just buy a ticket to get in.
At the gate.
And we'll try to make arrangements, like say, by the time that comes up, maybe for another day. Cause I just know there's going to be a lot of interest in seeing what Chubb has to say.
But it would be important that people show up early for the 7 o'clock event, right?
I would sure think so, Charlie.
Well, great, Dale. It's good that you stopped by and give us an update on all the stuff going on in your life. It's really exciting.
Well, and I appreciate you keeping my car running. you're on my list out there today before I leave for Oklahoma City, because the speaker in my car is acting up.
Uh-oh.
And I know your people always, you can drive right up through there and they just come running out there. And I know they're going to do a fast job for me.
We'll
I got a wire or something
off.
So.
The wires come off on your old Toyota. That's good. Well, we love to see you in there, Dale, and it's this has been a long journey for you, really, to this point.
8 years.
8 years.
Subpoenaed to a multi-county grand jury investigation, and then put under a gag order, and my attorney says that I'm getting ready to get subpoenaed again, and because they've never seen these 10 tapes. these last 10 tapes. So I think Rex Duncan over there and Pawhuska is going to want to take a look at these a little closer. So, anyways, I appreciate you guys getting me in here, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Glad we got you in here before the next gag war.
All righty. Well, I'll see you boys down the road.
Just Dale gagged up is not a pretty thought.
I'm not sure I would wish that on anybody, particularly as somebody who might need to walk up and ask him a question. It's nice when people talk to you, you know?
Yes, no, it is.
So, again, that's next Thursday night at the Heritage Theater Cafe in Dewey. It's a 7 o'clock start, but like Dale said, come for dinner, and that way you get a seat.
And help Crime Stoppers at the same time.
Yeah. It's going to be neat.
Don't forget about tonight at the Price Tower Arts Center, our annual meeting and the opening of the Art of the Tree exhibit. And then tomorrow, the food trucks out at the high school, Fruit Truck Friday. Mm-hmm. This is hopefully going to become like a monthly event. I think they're well on their way to that. We hope we get more and more food trucks. But in order to make that work, we need you guys to come out and come down there and eat. Come check it out.
They're in business, right?
I mean, they're trying to raise some money. But it's not, there really isn't, you don't pay extra or anything.
Right, no.
I mean, it's just a matter of getting people in there. They're going to sell you some pop, hopefully, maybe a pizza. They've worked it out with the food trucks, and it's a great opportunity. These are trucks that aren't always there, and we'd like to build a real collection of them and maybe get a whole bunch of people to come out there.
Well, and just speaking for the food truck operators, they're in business. They need to sell their product, and we need to make it worth their while to make the drive from wherever they might normally set up on a Friday.
And this is just a great deal because not only does it give them a chance to raise some money, but it also gets the kids some great food. And as a father of a sophomore at high school, I know that he doesn't want to eat.
What high school student doesn't relish complaining
every
about
day?
Yeah, I mean, they all relish complaining about the cafeteria food because it's there, you know? So anyway.
Well, Dale came back. What is it, Dale?
We forgot to give the book away, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have time?
I have just enough time. I may not be able to get the caller on the air, but I'll try to announce it. 918-336-1400-800-749-5936. Based on time, let's do about call. I'm sorry, which one?
First
caller.
Call now.
Okay. Get the book. Now autograph.
Hey, so somebody's already on the line. Good morning. What's your first name, please? Hey, caller. Good. You are. Somebody must have answered the call down the hall for me here.
They weren't listening to the radio.
Somebody did me a favor. I think I got the caller on the air. Hi, what's your name?
Heather.
Heather, you are our winner because you were the first caller. And Heather Buffalo, can I go ahead and ask your last name, Heather?
Billingsley.
Heather Billingsley, thank you so much for calling in this morning. You are our winner. Dale, how does Heather pick up her book?
She wants to get it right here, and if she'll spell her name out, I'll just autograph it.
Okay, Heather Billingsley. Heather, I'm going to guess you're like the actress Barbara Billingsley. Is that right?
Yes.
You're not related to her, are you?
My husband is, yes.
Oh, cool. Well, there you go. June Cleaver. All right. Dale, if you'll autograph that book for Heather Billingsley, she can pick it up here at the radio station.
And okay. I want to thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heather. And we will have that autographed book here for you at the radio station, courtesy of Buffalo Dale. And then I still think you need to come and see the movie, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I won't push you any further. Guys, thank you so much. We are always happy when Dale drops by.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. That's our K1 Car Talk this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Phoenix Insurance, celebrating 90 years in Bartlesville. Thank you so much for your vote of confidence. This